Hello, and welcome to MT Conversations. I'm your host, Scott Fletcher, and today I'm proud to bring you a recorded conversation with myself. Last week, I got a call saying,
"Hi, may I speak to Scott?" "Yes, hi. This is George from XYZ. I'm calling because we had called you previously about participating in a survey about television programs, and you had indicated that you would be interested."
I didn't remember getting a call about surveying television programs, but, you know, living in Peoria, Illinois, I'm used to getting calls from survey organizations. In fact, I got 6 calls during the presidential campaigns. And so it began. The guy said,
"Your participation will help determine the direction and future of television programming. We would like you to watch a new television program next Monday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. on local channel 44. Next Monday at 6 p.m., please tune your cable television box to channel 44. It is very important that you watch the whole program from beginning to end. We will call you at the conclusion of the program to ask you some questions about the program."
Then I realized that the show was going to be 90 minutes long. I told him that it had better be pretty damn good. We finished with some pleasantries and said goodbye. This is not the first time I've been asked to, quote, determine the future of television programming. Oh, no. I have already done my duty and helped send a sitcom pilot to the depths of never-to-be-seen-on-television-again purgatory. It was 1998, and I was asked to watch a sitcom pilot starring Erica Eleniak. Oh, Erica. The show, about a number of waitresses who quit their jobs to start a catering company, was rife with cliches. And what was the show about? Well, 3 unemployed white chicks living in a very expensive house in the suburbs with an overly friendly black next-door neighbor who wore a jogging suit, flashing the bling and talking trash like a gangsta, but never revealing or even being suspicious of what he did for a living. Worse yet, the show's thin premise must have shot its entire premise wad on the show's pilot, because really, how many times can 3 catering chicks narrowly miss the catering deadline, but somehow manage to pull it off in the end? The show was doomed well before they asked my opinion about it, which is too bad, and I told the survey person about it, although, you know, I'm sure they don't have a field in their computer to write the stuff down. I really like Erica Eleniak, and I wanted to see her get more work. You know, I thought she was quite good and multidimensional in Under Siege with that Steven Seagal. Then she had that train wreck of a movie called Chasers with Tom Berenger. Anyway, it looks like she's going to be in an upcoming Spielberg movie, so maybe things are looking up for her. Wow, I digress. Okay, enough of that. Back to how I shaped the future of television once again. As you may recall, I was asked to watch the new television program next Monday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. on local cable channel 44. Sunday, the day before the big event, I was outside contemplating the melting point of snow when the phone rang. It was another agent of XYZ Corporation.
"Hello, this is Sam from XYZ. I'm calling to remind you about a new television program that will air on..."
And I finished the sentence for him. Yes, on channel 44 from 6 to 7:30 p.m.
"Yes, sir, but I do need to finish the rest of the instructions for research purposes."
"Sure, go ahead." You know, I was enchanted by his English accent. We Americans are suckers for English accents. So much so that we think Mr. Bean is a genius. There was a show on TLC Television Network called Junkyard Wars, which got its start in Great Britain. My wife and I never missed an episode as 2 European teams, usually British, faced off in a junkyard to build some crazy contraption each week. My wife and I would watch these bikers with crazy mechanical skills, and we would just listen to them talk with their British accents as they built giant lawnmowers and leaf blower hovercrafts. And we would think, geez, these guys are smart. And they're so polite. You know, even the not-so-smart ones came across as merely a bit eccentric. When they brought Junkyard Wars over to the U.S., it just didn't have the appeal anymore. They had an American host, and they shot somewhere in California. And I think it failed because we Americans just sounded dumber and less interesting than the Brits. Sure, the smart American guys sounded smart, but the crazy American guys were intolerable. They didn't have the eccentric flavor to them. They just sounded dumb. I mean, think about it. In the James Bond series, Q, the wicked smart Brit that invented all the crazy gadgets, with a British accent, you can make anything sound cool. Here, I'll prove it.
"Now pay attention, 007. To the casual observer, this looks like a normal optical mouse, but it's really a high-powered laser. Quite brilliant, really. Oh, don't touch that. That's the single key Control-Alt-Delete key. Nasty little thing. Gets you into and out of trouble at the same time.
After floundering with an all-American cast, the show's producers try to revive the American version of Junkyard Wars by bringing over the original British hosts. But, alas, it was too late. The dumb American cat was out of the bag. You know, I think given the chance, we Americans would elect Prime Minister Blair to the office of President of the United States in a nanosecond. Anyhow, the bloke on the phone continued.
As I was saying, I'm calling to remind you about the new television program that will air on Monday from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. on local cable channel 44. Next Monday at 6 p.m., please tune your cable television box to channel 44. It is very important that you watch the whole program from beginning to end. You may need to enter 44 on your television remote control in order to tune to channel 44. Please arrange your life so that nothing will interrupt your viewing experience. Failure to watch is not an option. If you are unable to watch the television program next Monday from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. on cable channel 44, black helicopters will descend upon your home, from which angry monsters will emerge and devour your children. Thanks for your participation in the survey. Your participation will help determine the direction of future television programming.
Okay, so I embellished the last part a little bit, but the message was clear. Oh yeah, I got the message, and I was insulted by it, even if it was delivered with an enchanting British accent. Here I am, a willing participant in the decision of future television programming, and the XYZ company has the audacity to drill me again and again about watching the damn show. On Monday, the day of the big event, I thought about the show several times throughout the day. You know, I'll admit, I was even a little nervous about forgetting to watch it. I mean, they were going to call me at 7:30 p.m. after the show and ask me questions. It's like some kind of bad dream where I'm back in college and I forget to show up for the class for the entire semester, and then I remember to show up for the final exam. Well, they were going to call me at 7:30 after the show, and how could I explain that I forgot?
Hi, this is Andrea from XYZ calling to ask you some questions about the...
About that. You see... I was on the way home, and a bus ran into my car, and then I
You forgot to watch the show, didn't you?
Yeah.
Even after we called you to remind you, you still forgot to watch it?
Yeah, about that. I'm really sorry.
Yes, you are sorry. Worse yet, you're an idiot. You are too stupid to watch television, and that's saying something. We're sending someone over right now to confiscate your televisions.
Just as I was running that imaginary conversation through my head, the phone rang. It was 5:35, 25 minutes before the show.
Hi, this is Rwanda, and I'm calling to remind you about the new television program that will air on Monday from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. on local cable channel 44. Tonight at 6 p.m., please tune your cable television box to channel 44. It is very important that you watch the whole program from beginning to end. You may need to enter 44 on your television remote control in order to tune to cable channel 44. We will call you at the conclusion of the program to get your opinion about the show and what you have just watched. Now, the program you're about to watch is a show called Alias.
Oh, thank God, I thought to myself. It's not some crappy Who's the Boss reunion show. Yeah, Alias is pretty good.
And it is important that you watch the whole program, even if you believe you have seen the program before. This is a new episode that will be shown tonight at 6 p.m. on cable channel 44, and it will be shown without commercial interruption.
Okie dokie. We're out of time for today. Be sure to catch part two, the show and the after-show phone interview. Thanks for listening to MT Conversations. Visit our website at www.diagonaluniverse and leave some feedback. We'll see you next time.